Do you have a meltdown, Will? Is there something upsetting you?
Yeah, I guess I could, I have a little one.
Ooh. Normally when you say that, it's really good.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Look, the big game is this Sunday, okay? There's a lot of excitement in the air. Everybody's looking forward to it. But I don't like the people who just root for the team that's against your team.
Yeah.
I got friends like this who don't care about sports at all, that just pick the opposite team. I shouldn't care, but it bugs me. And so much to the point where I put $100 on our Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the big game. And I'm going to be so mad if I have to pay this jerk off $100. I may have had a few drinks last night when I made the bet, but I'm a man of my word, and I will pay him if I have to. But it is going to kill me, because he doesn't care. And if he wins, he's going to be celebrating and gallivanting around, dancing around his stunning estate that he has with his large projector screen, if it happens, with Mahomes dancing around with the championship trophy in the big game. And he's just going to talk about how smart he is when he knows nothing about the game. He doesn't care about the game, but he's doing it to hurt me.
Yeah.
And if he wins, I'm going to be so mad. I'm melting down about something that hasn't even happened yet.
Did he give you the point spread at least?
No.
What?
I tried to get it. He goes, no, just straight up. And I said, you know what, man? Fine.
Well, then he should pay you the point spread. Like, you should get 120, and he gets 100.
I already made the bet.
Oh,
it's over with.
William.
It's too late, but you're right. I should. I wanted the points, and he said no. He just wanted the. But it's 3 points, so whatever.
Right.
You know, it doesn't.
You could have pushed if they won by a field goal, though.
Yeah. Well, whatever. If I have to pay him, I have to pay him. But I'm not going to be happy about.
No,
it.
No, I'll be mad too.
Oh, I hate that. He does that to me all the time. When the Astros were playing the Rays a few years ago. He all of a sudden became a huge Astros fan.
Oh, just devil's advocate douche.
And they won the World Series that year. And he was living in Houston. And he's like,
cheating.
Oh, it's crazy here. Everybody's celebrating. I don't care, but it's pretty awesome. I'm the biggest Astros fan. It's like, ooh, son of a.
Yeah, you're something. Sounds like Astros.
He gets to celebrate publicly when he has no. Just no skin in the game whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's annoying. But it's all in fun, but it's also annoying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My meltdown's about something annoying, too, Will.
Oh, good.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Now, we've talked about this in the past, and goddammit, I'm fed up. I'm done! You people need to realize there's a shelf life on memes, okay? Especially when they're topical and they're super trendy because of an event. I don't want to see another goddamn Bernie Sanders Photoshop. Do you understand me? You're still posting them today. It's over. It's 2 weeks ago. Stop it. Stop. I don't want to see it anymore. All right? I'm sick of your Dos Equis guy memes. Stop! When I'm not posting memes, then I'm posting memes. Stop it! I swear to God, if I see another Bernie Sanders, some guy is on Facebook selling paintings of Bernie Sanders holding your pet. You send a picture of your pet, and then he'll superimpose your dog under Bernie Sanders' dumb mittens. Stop. I mean, if you want to hustle and make money off the big game being in town, sell bootleg Tom Brady jerseys to everybody. I respect that. But you're late on the memes.
Yeah, I was done with the Bernie memes.
2 days.
No, 2 hours, I think, after I saw them.
I saw some
good
ones.
There were some funny ones, but it just became too much.
My God, man.
It was like your mom showing you something.
Yes, I'm
like,
still seeing them, dude.
Not cool anymore.
It's happening every day, and it's, like, really bad ones, too. You see, like, local businesses. Now, if you did it the same day, if you're a local business and you did a Bernie Sanders in front of your business or something, blending in, like sitting in the crowd. Fine. But 2 weeks later, screw you. I'm not eating your pizza because you're late. You're a goddamn meme. Stop. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Sick of it. I got another one, too.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh**. It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Hey, open mic comedians.
Oh no.
Pump the goddamn brakes.
What do you mean?
You have been getting out of control, and it's been snowballing.
No, getting out of control?
Worse and worse, Will.
What do you mean?
Worse and worse. And it seems like since the pandemic started, these big-headed jerk-offs are getting worse. You're an open micer. Make your way in the game, okay? Like, work on your craft instead of working on your brand while you suck. I don't want to see a logo. I don't want to see you putting out T-shirts and CDs when you don't have 5 minutes of good material. I talked about this last week. Whole goddamn thread in our Facebook group that has 800 comedians in it, all of which maybe 50 get paid to do comedy, and the other 750 lay around stroking each other like they're goddamn Louis C.K. and Jerry Seinfeld. You guys suck, okay? Some of you have potential, but you're not there yet. Most of you don't have potential. You're going to be career open micers. So how about you not go on Fiverr.com and have a cartoon logo of yourself made? You delusional dummy. It's annoying. How about you stop booking gigs all over town in these venues that don't know that you suck?
How about, how do you feel about them having merch?
I hate it.
You don't like that?
I hate these pretentious, entitled, little buzzkill, non-funny, just comedy killers. If I see another brewery book an open micer for comedy night and he brings his open mic friends in, and then maybe once every 3 months he puts maybe a middle act caliber comic in as a headliner and then wants to pay him peanuts, I am going to lose my damn mind. If you're out there, if you're any kind of a venue with any kind of a stage, if you have a PA system, or even if you don't, somebody approaches you for comedy night, text me, DM me, tweet at me. I promise you, I will give you an honest assessment. Even if I don't like the person, if they're good at what they do and if they're going to bring you a good show, I promise you I will be honest and tell you that. But let me save you some money. Let me help you out. And I know some people are listening right now. They're like, wow, Johnny B's hating on these young kids trying to make a living. Yeah, I am. I am. Because they suck balls. And I hate it. Like, we need these venues for real working comics. Comics that actually bring real comedy to the stage. And I saw this thread last week where somebody asked a legitimate question, I thought, and I've seen it more than once. This has happened about twice a year for the last 3 years. Somebody said, who are the hottest comedians in Tampa right now? And I was like, and I sat there, I folded my arms, and I popped some popcorn, and I sat back and I said, this is going to be interesting, because I promise you, they're not going to mention me. They're not going to mention Mike Rivera. They're not going to mention Catherine Maloney, Ron Hartman, Cam Bertrand, none of the guys that have been getting paid to do comedy forever. They're not going to mention them. You're not going to hear Steve Eric, Chris Gorgeous. You're not going to hear Al Romas. You're not going to hear any of those names. And you know what? You didn't see any of their names. All the guys were posting, all the girls were posting, the hottest comedians in Tampa were their fellow open micers. Shut up.
They're the best. That's their opinion.
They're not, though. They suck. I'm sorry, but you have to work at this crap. Some people have been doing it a long time. And look, Some people haven't been doing it a long time, and they're good. You know why? Because they're talented. They have a natural given talent, and you just don't. I'm sorry if you're the funniest guy in your cubicles at your job. You make them chuckle it up at your telemarketing spot. It doesn't translate to stand-up comedy. And I'm not discouraging you from trying. Try. But get it, man. When nobody laughs, there's a reason. Okay, you suck. When I was in high school, I wanted to play in the NFL. It didn't take long to figure out that 5'8" and fat wasn't going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. God damn, you're grown-ups.